Billie Eilish and Rosalia finally dropped their collab. We're going to talk about the best musical moments from last night's Celebrating America. And of course, all those Bernie Sanders memes. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, January 21st.
Oh my God, Billie, please, let's finish that song.
First up, it's the collab we've been waiting for since Rosalia teased us in 2019 at Billboard's Women in Music. And then Billie Eilish also sort of kind of confirmed.
I do want to see the Rosalia one.
Oh,
I want to see that one.
Is it going to happen?
Gotta stay.
And now it's here, the track Lo Vas a Olvidar. With dreamlike, almost hazy melodies, the Slow Temple song is a bilingual track that finds Billie singing in Spanish and brings to the forefront her and Rosalia's vocal chemistry and enchanting harmonies. Next up, artists from all around the country joined in to celebrate the historic inauguration of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on January 20th. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Oh, say, can you see?
Earlier in the day, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, and Garth Brooks all performed at the swearing-in ceremony. Next came Parade Across America, during which the New Radicals reunited after 22 dormant years for their 90s pop smash, You Get What You Give. And singer-songwriter Andra Day took to the roof of the Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles for her Grammy-nominated Rise Up. Then, as part of the Celebrating America concert, Bruce Springsteen opened with an acoustic version of his 1999 song Land of Hope and Dreams on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
In a land of hope and dreams.
Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard delivered a performance of their new anthem Undivided from the banks of Nashville's Cumberland River.
Undivided.
Jon Bon Jovi also went acoustic for his take on the Beatles tune Here Comes the Sun from a pier in Miami.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Justin Timberlake and Aunt Clemens brought their soulful collab, Better Days, from inside the iconic Stax Records Museum in Memphis.
Better days.
And Katy Perry wrapped the evening with a fitting firework in front of the Washington Monument.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Probably folks recognize Bernie Sanders. Well-dressed for potential bad weather.
And speaking of yesterday's inauguration, a meme was born when Bernie Sanders showed up in D.C. with his mittens and parka jacket.
I am so proud of all of us.
In fact, it was the same jacket he was wearing from the viral I Am Once Again Asking video. I mean, how many coats does one need anyway? As expected, memes flooded the internet, poking fun at Sanders' casual outfit choice and grumpy expression at such a high-profile political event, and photoshopping him seated at a number of hilarious locations. Like this one of him joining the Sex and the City cast, the Glee cast. Here he is with J-Lo, on top of Britney Spears. And, of course, next to Cardi B and Anna Wintour at Fashion Week. Filmmaker and influencer New York Nico quickly got to work posting images of Brooklyn-born Sanders edited into Big Apple scenes, including next to a hot dog stand, in a park, and on the subway. Too good. For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.